joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, we recently spoke about the importance of November 4th being a date where OPEC was meeting to decide the future of oil production. Just kind of recap, everybody, what was decided at that meeting on Thursday?
Well, OPEC reiterated its previous agreement of increasing production 400,000 barrels. So that was not a surprise. It did not further increase beyond that, which is what the hope was for, that they would accelerate their resumption of production. That didn't happen. But nonetheless, oil prices initially had gone up after that decision was made public, but then ended up the day down. In fact, oil prices now still struggling under $80 a barrel. That's about $5 off the high just seen in the last couple of weeks. And though gas prices did just shoot up this week, the drop in oil means that, well, at least through the weekend, we should start to see prices go back down. In fact, some stations could go down 10 to 20 cents a gallon over the next week or so.
And so do you think that might continue through the next price cycle, whenever that price cycle is?
Yeah, it should. In fact, it's not impossible that as stations pass along these lower prices, that you could see a couple stations across Indianapolis get back under that $3 mark. It won't be for long. And that's going to then precipitate the next price cycle. But we are going to be moving downward from here. If you don't need gas, wait a couple of days, because prices will be going south for once.
For once, a rarity. So what do you think? What do you think other factors might contribute to this besides OPEC's decision? What else stands out to you about what could affect them?
Well, you know, that's really the bulk of the decision. Now, U.S. oil producers are certainly being incentivized to produce more in the backdrop of this, as oil prices do remain near their seven-year highs. But a lot of those oil companies, instead of increasing production, have spent the profit on shareholder buybacks and dividends. Now, it's possible that in the next couple of months, should oil prices remain high, that U.S. production could creep up. And I think that's what has the market a little bit jittered here this morning, which is why yesterday and the day prior, oil prices have really struggled, falling from 85 to as low as $78 a barrel.
Any sort of concern that supply chain issues or anything like that could affect gas prices, or is that just something that's kind of separate at this point?
Well, it is a little bit of noise in the background, but having the chain so tight certainly does not lend to lower prices. If anything, it still could weigh on prices and overall concern that that it could result in higher demand.
Okay. Any other things that could be affecting it aside from what we've discussed so far?
You know, nothing else really comes to mind for Hoosiers out there. Like I said, don't be in any rush to fill up, at least for the next, I would call it, 5 to 7 days. And probably beyond that, prices that did just go up should start to be coming back down.
Okay. And then any part of it, again, I know we talk about this quite often, but for listeners who don't live in or around Indianapolis or other parts of the state, what parts of the state tend to see the more heavier prices, and which ones are a little bit less expensive?
Well, you know, Northwest Indiana is still up there. So if you're heading into Hammond, Gary, Northwest Indiana, up towards Chicago, prices tend to be higher. Fort Wayne, South Bend tends to be a little bit higher as well. And prices amongst the cheapest in the state there in Indianapolis, where competition is certainly much higher.
All right, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
When does OPEC meet next? That was the next thing I was going to ask you.
Another month.
Another month.
I believe another month. Yeah, well, their annual meeting is tends to be right around Thanksgiving. So I haven't looked, but, you know, usually around Thanksgiving they meet again, but that's their annual meeting. So they may still have that.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on it. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy as their head of petroleum analysis. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, John.